Hi folks, we're back. This is
Luke,
Chuck,
Tyler,
and yours truly, Lee.
And Tyler's got flash socks on, and I've only just noticed.
Wow.
The men.
Yeah, I seen them earlier.
Did they make you run fast though, Tyler?
I sold out quick though.
So guys, we know it's been a long time since this last one, but it's been a bit hectic, as you are all fully aware, due to this fucking virus, COVID-19. Hope you're doing well. Let's crack on.
Yeah.
How have we all been?
All right. We actually got to Lee's about 2 hours ago to start doing pod, and then Lee, I don't know if any of you know this, but Lee's got a new 4K telly. And I think he's the only person in the world that's got a 4K telly as well, but Sam's right. And Chuck and Tyler have made us watch Detective Pikachu, but we've turned it off quarter of the way through because we're not kids. And Pokemon's childish.
Honestly, it's a rape film.
How many times have you seen it, Tyler?
I've got it on 4K. 4K Blu-ray.
How many times are we dropping 4K in this podcast?
It's got two. It's got two 4K TVs.
Yeah. Just keep it. 4K's been out a while, though. It's not new, is it?
No.
OLED. Yeah, I have.
You with them, weren't you?
I've got one. No, I've still got one of them. You know, I was talking to someone the other day about, can you remember them tellies where you put like 50p in or a pound at back?
Old school.
No. And then a bloke would come and empty it. Well, like, you had it on finance.
Fucking
and you
hell.
Put it'd go off. And you'd have to put your 50p in. Yeah. I don't know if I'm showing my age here or not, but yeah.
I remembered one of them tellies where I had an aerial on top and I had to move aerial for different channels. That either worked or just smacking it on side.
Yeah.
We were posh, we had an aerial on roof.
Yeah, we had an aerial on roof, but we had to put money in it. And then, and
you
like,
you
remember?
Roof to put money in it.
No, you daft cunt. What? Dad, throw me 50p up. Get out. A roof.
You'd find more 50p's in gutter where it's been thrown up and missed.
That's because fucking electric, though, as well. Fucking lame. Like, electric as well, with pink or white card.
Yeah, we had that.
You go down and pay for electric and you get like a piece of card and you stick it in meter and it goes ching and come out and yeah.
Yeah, we had one of them.
Or we go to the shop, Michael, like, she pressed £2 emergency button.
You can tell you're from Langworth and you're from Uffern, that's all fucking.
What deprived villagers?
Everybody had one of them, went card.
Me and Lee are of a certain. Lee, not how old are you? 40?
44.
44, I'm 36.
Just got to chuck it out of their birthday, August 7th. You know,
are you 45 this year?
Yeah, I expect presents, everyone.
No, you won't.
Send them to our PO address. Oh, I've got one. See, we're not that famous yet.
Oh, it's been weird, hasn't it? None of us have been furloughed, have we?
You haven't worked. You shut your business, but then you got another job. Yeah. My boss made me have a fortnight off, and it was the longest fortnight of my life. And I would stay crazy and went back to work. And I've wore a mask 3 times, and that's only because I was drilling ceilings out.
It's only because he thinks he's Bane. No one cared what I was, so I put on the mask.
No, I've just wore it so I don't work with plaster dust. That's all.
Tyler's
I wore it
worked
for,
all the way through, hasn't he?
It's been great.
Gaz got furloughed, didn't he?
Yeah, Gaz got.
Yeah.
Did Gaz get about a month?
Gaz were off a while.
Yeah. I furloughed all my staff and then excited to shut my barbershop, but then I just got a job working Saturdays and Sundays in a mental health hospital. So that were good to be back there. But a lot's changed in mental health in the past 5 years that I've been gone. And I wouldn't say it's changed for the best either. That's Lee vaping, guys. Says he's going to vape all the way through it, so he's going to ruin another pod.
Yes! Come back!
Unfortunately, it's not Lord Vader walking in, it's just Lee vaping.
Obviously, you've still worked in care all them five, not care, mental health, all them 5 years that I've left, Chuck.
Yeah,
have you noticed it changing for worse?
Well, it's different for me because it's similar, but in my like secure care, isn't it forensic? Yeah. So they're a bit more
tapped.
No, you can't say that, Lee.
I suppose it's like a bit more structured and routined in your place. Then.
Yeah, and
boundaries.
It's like a step down from Rampton. It's all forensic, so they've all. it's a forensic hospital, so they've all been done by police. They're all on higher sections and stuff, mainly anyway.
They've
tried this transforming care, haven't they? Where they're trying to
least restrictive practice.
They're trying to stop all, not stop, but like get rid of secure hospitals and things like that, and put people with like learning difficulties and autism, because there's no money in it now. They're trying to put them back into the community where it's not working, and people probably will start reoffending, and then they'll be wondering why all these secure hospitals have shut. There'll be nowhere to put them, and then they'll put them in prison, and then they'll have to go on health wings like you now.
Yeah.
And then they'll just get shipped back, moved about.
They'll just come full circle.
So they'll have to reopen. All secure hospitals up. Yeah.
I don't know who makes these decisions. Have they got experts in the field, or is it just?
They will be, won't they?
Well, then they're fucking idiots, aren't they?
I know.
Well, that was on the kids back in day. We knew more than them that were.
Yeah.
You know. Letting them out and
your staff on the floor working, your lower paid staff, let's say, know a lot more than you.
You get a better rapport with the service users, and you know the triggers and the antecedents leading up to incidents and stuff, and how to deal with them. And then people are just letting them out willy nilly.
But then I find it weird that you work with these patients for 12 and 13 hour shifts, 4 and 5 days a week, but when it comes to decisions made about their care, you aren't involved at all. These decisions are made by other people who, they're a lot more qualified than you, had spent time at university and that lot, but they don't know them on a one-to-one basis.
They read notes and they see that patient for a one-hour session, maybe once a fortnight, month, whatever.
Yeah.
I've got to admit, though, not like my company's really good, and RRC's amazing, he's really good. He's just got another role, like clinical director. So that's mega calling, but he's a top bloke, and they're just trying the best at the minute. And you know, because of COVID and that, because hospitals, they're doing everything on Microsoft Teams now.
Yeah.
So you know, like ward rounds on like all on like video camera on laptops.
I think all stuff like that's going to stay in place. I think people have realised they don't have to go to meetings to each other's. Not just in an hospital environment, but everywhere else.
People are going to be working from home more.
Yeah, Zoom
they don't have
and
to
stuff
be at
like
work
that. Yeah,
to do stuff.
I think that's here to stay now.
The social distancing is going to stay at all? I don't think it is. I honestly don't. I went out the first Saturday that they were allowed the pubs to open, and it weren't like it. I know it weren't going to be like it used to be. Like a good idea, you can hit music, thumping, then another pub's got karaoke on. Another pub's got a turn on, there's loads of people out.
Was there no music?
It was weird. No, there was music, it's just...
How are you going to enforce social distancing? They reckon when Premier League starts again, the fans are going to be there. Nah, you're on top for each other. Yeah, but if you're a big lad like me and Leeway, you're wide as fuck. You are literally... My arm will be off at next person's arm, sat in a chair in a football stadium.
In them stadiums, the chair, the seats are that close. You are rubbed. There's no.
You are. So what are they going to do? Have every other chair empty?
You can't, because they've been there on season tickets.
Well,
that's
what I mean.
To somebody.
Same as like we were meant to be going to country music show this year that got cancelled, which I can't believe I balled out and I'm depressed again. But obviously it's been rearranged for next year. But will that? Not just that. Will concerts go ahead? You know what I'm saying? Especially like us lot, where we do like heavy metal music and that as well. Will you be allowed to have a mosh pit?
No.
You can't social distance in a mosh pit, can you?
A social distance.
Just have somebody, me mask, and looking up well for the mask in mosh pit.
And then everyone thinking of running into him and kicking him, but then thinking, oh no, I've got to stay my distance. Yeah. I'll just run in a bit of a circle around him.
They've been having virtual gigs though, haven't they? I've seen someone on Minecraft. Famous DJs and stuff. Because I've never played Minecraft. My lad has. He was addicted to it at one point when I was younger. But
how long's it been out? Because
you can.
Ronnie's playing it.
You can go to this thing here, this page, and they've built a stage out. I don't know what you build with blocks. I don't know. And they're doing a virtual gig where you can actually go into the game on your telly or whatever and sit, and they put a virtual gig on.
Have you played Minecraft, Tyler? Tyler's the gamer here, I think, out of all of us. And
I don't know how to play it. I bought it, Francesco, it's weird.
I'll switch
it,
but why do you, when you press an analog stick one way, it's going another way? Why does it do that? I said to Ronnie the other day, take that, because I'm going to put it through a window.
It's inverted, you've got to turn inverted off.
Yeah, I did, but I didn't know how to do it.
I just get the cartridge.
Then I did it, and then I could play it, but then I still didn't like it.
I get cartridge, I take it out, and I put Mario Kart in.
Best game on Switch. And that one that Tyler were telling me downloaded, Super Smash Brothers.
See, Verity's playing fucking Theme Hospital.
Our last one's out.
She's a fucking hospital manager in real life. That'd be like me coming home after cutting hair all day and playing fucking Virtual Barber on PlayStation or something.
You'd be wank at that and all. Not really.
Best I talked your girlfriend through cutting your hair and it turned out
Yes, you did. It was alright. But I'm glad I come back to the shop. That was... I was so happy that day.
I'm so happy that Lee has finally bit the bullet and fucking shaved his head.
It looks loads better, doesn't it?
It does.
I don't...
Oh no, old women cross the road when they see me.
It was a thing...
It didn't happen.
It did happen.
I was there. I were in my shop and I watched her out with you.
No, Lee, only kids cross the road when they see me.
And that's why he talks to him on Minecraft.
No, you've got... Why would they walk... Away from, you've got like a friend.
Don't, because I shaved his hair and he walked out of my shop towards paper shop and said,
"They're so glad I walked to see me." Crossed over. She did a 90-degree. Where
she probably needed.
No, she looked up, seen me, and went. No, she walked from the post office side to the other side. There were no there. She walked round, then crossed back.
Weren't you in your NHS uniform at that point? Yeah, ambulance, whatever.
That's previous job, by the way. What?
Probably keeping a 2 metre distance.
No, that was before,
way before COVID. When were it? Were it last year?
Yeah, sometime. So going back to one holiday, didn't they, for summer? To Butlins or something after, I don't know. That annoyed me. They cancelled up Butlins adult weekends.
Is it open again yet,
Butlins? No, not yet. The people are speculating it's open in November.
Centre Parks is open.
Yeah, but they're doing more family themed. They're not doing, because them adult weekends, it's just thousands upon thousands of drunkards, you know, jumping about. Well, that and, you know... Hugging and singing together.
But there's no social distancing, will there?
There was zero social distancing.
It's weird. I think this will be life for the next year or two at least. I really do.
I am looking forward to stadiums, though, like going to football again, even just taking Ronnie to Stags.
But will it happen?
I hope so.
What's getting me is, right, they've said, right, from what date were it? That
this Friday, isn't
this it? Friday, you've got to wear masks. To go any shopping, 10 days ago they announced that. Why 10 days?
Why wait till you're 3, 4, 5 months into a pandemic to announce
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Surely when COVID started coming out radar December, January time, surely they should have said
that would have been the ideal time. Yeah. The ideal time. But no.
But I suppose hindsight's a good thing.
But it's all right though, so you can't go to Super and people are moaning, saying, God, it's only for about 10-15 minutes while you're shopping. And it's like that, yeah. Okay, but then you can walk straight out of your shop, take your mask off, and walk straight into a pub where you don't need one, and it could be a full pub.
Or a restaurant,
or whatever, and you don't need one.
It's your shop attendants and your shopkeepers I feel sorry for, because you know you're going to get some idiot come along who refused to wear a mask. I mean, legally, at that point, what do you do? Someone goes to Asda, I'm not wearing a mask, fuck you, security there. Can security legally stop them from entering?
Yeah.
It's not law, though, is it? Isn't it just a guy?
I don't know.
Good fine.
But same
because
as if they phone police.
It's not law.
It's what they're bringing in.
But it weren't law for barbers to cut hair during lockdown, but barbers still got... I know a barber who got £1,000 fine and another one that got £3,000 fine. Yeah, they were both Turkish.
Fuck yeah. I just realised what you said.
But, yeah, it's not law, but they're still fine, yeah?
This is it. It's the grey area of people. That's why, instead of just coming out with fixed, like from the beginning, right, there's a pandemic on its way. Like these other countries, like Vietnam and Taiwan, all the
New Zealand,
they
best,
shut the country down.
Yeah.
She fucking shut it down.
Why didn't we do that? Then it had been done. Well, no, because 13 odd million people were sliding in and out on planes and shit.
They just want us to be like China,
I think.
Are they wanting us to like conform to everything, wearing masks?
I don't know.
Well, there's that theory, isn't there, that first it starts with masks, then it's this vaccination, then it's going to be them identity chips that
I'm a firm believer. We all have to have. Yeah, I'm a firm believer in they want in a cashless society. I've said it a long time.
I do
that
think that, yeah.
I think the other day
it's been pushed now,
hasn't
it?
Yeah.
I actually forgot my PIN number. I needed cash.
What were you
Why did I need
contact?
The cash? I was buying a fridge. Nice.
Excuse me.
I think Tyler fought about 3 times.
So I needed the cash because I asked her, do I bank transfer, PayPal or cash? Thinking she's going to say bank transfer. She went, cash please. So I went to Morrow's and I put my card in just as you normally do. And I went to tap my number and I went, I can't remember it because it's been contactless for that long now, and I'm using my watch. It's connected to my phone and all that shit.
Yeah.
So I've not needed to put a pin in.
So I'll be fine.
I did. So I did a couple of attempts and no. So then I ended up phoning them up and saying they at the bank don't know my pin. I said, but you've got my address, my passwords. You know, I can tell you exactly how much is in there. Yada yada. I said, but we don't know your pin number. We've got your account, for everything, but your pin is yours. We'll have to send tell computer to send you a reminder out. Should be there in 2 days. You can still use a card for contactless, but no money. I said, but on ArtStretch, it'll be 5 days. It weren't 5 days at all. She lied, it was a week.
But you can draw cash out contactless, you know, at a cash machine. 40 quid, you can.
Contactless still, cash at machine.
I went in tomorrow to try that. And I said, because I'm doing it, can I have cash back? Yeah, but you need to put your pin in for the cash back.
No, at the cash machine, you can...
If you can hear something, everyone, Luna Lee's dog's snoring.
She's snoring. The only thing that fucks me off about a cashless society is, obviously, I've got a cash business. I don't let people pay by card because there's a cash machine straight outside my shop door. And
charges you, don't it? 5% something. To have a cash machine.
Yeah, it charges you. I'd have to put my prices up just to cover that. But not just that, but like when my kids lose their teeth and I put a quid under the pillow, or if they tidy house where I want to tidy up, go and tidy everything up and I'll give you a quid or whatever. You can't do that anymore. You can't put money under your kids' pillows.
Exactly. What's going right for teeth now? Because Ronnie, he's got first wobbly tooth.
Well,
I'm on a wobbly one, and he says, "I want notes." And he just went, "I want
it's
notes."
A pattern for Francesca.
He's on about Tooth Fairy. Not, he knows it's not me. He thinks Tooth Fairy's come in. He went, "I want notes off her," and he went like, "Ah."
Well, Francesca, when she lost her first tooth, I put a pound under a pillow, and she was fucking fuming. She goes, "Well, have I only got a quid when all my friends at school got a fiver?"
I think it's fine.
So
right
I knocked
now,
her other tooth out then. Yeah, she was fuming, but she's only had a quid every time.
I think
not being someone, £5.
50p or a pound, I reckon. Then.
£4. It's always been a pound, so I know. It's a gesture, isn't it?
So how many teeth the kids got?
I don't know.
God, if it were a five or
25,
20,
isn't
it? 20, isn't it? Kids.
You're Google.
Yeah, I'm not Google. Fucking. I'm not paying my kid a fiver. She's had a quid every time, and that's it. And then, obviously, when Arnie starts losing his, he'll get 50p, because I've already paid Francesca a pound. And then when Theo starts losing his, she'll get 25p. Sorry.
20
It is. Yes, or I'm right. Just going to tell my kids we're in a cashless society now and give them fuck all.
No, they want IOUs right now.
Just Google it, yeah, they have 20 milk teeth. They'll want bank transfers.
Fucking hell.
That's mad, isn't it?
I tell you what is mad, though. Like, obviously... Monday to Friday, I've been at home with kids. I've not been working. I've only been picking Saturday, Sundays up because my missus works Monday to Friday. So I do love a good conspiracy theory. So I've been reading so fucking many conspiracy theories, and I've gone down that rabbit hole a few times from all this coronavirus stuff is Bill Gates trying to microchip everybody so they know where we are every minute or every day. To a massive paedophile ring in Hollywood that's leaked to Pizzagate and everything else. And some of the conspiracy theories are just mental, aren't they? Have you watched them, aren't you? That fall of Cabal on YouTube.
I watched all of them. Started to scare me.
thing now, if it is true what they're saying about these superstars that are involved in this. I mean, Hillary Clinton had an hard drive.
Clinton. So it's a Grinton.
It is a Grinton.
Hillary Clinton. And she had an hard drive full of these emails and shit that she destroyed because of incriminating evidence. And with this pizza shop open, who's the bloke that owns it?
I don't know.
It's related to the biggest names in the world, them two.
It's to Rothschild.
Yeah. He opens a pizza shop, and within a year, it's making millions.
I'll be honest, I want to be careful what we say on podcasts, because I don't want it to be pulled, because I know certain things you mentioned to do with Pizzagate and all this, they're pulling it.
Well, all we're saying is factual, and it can be found on YouTube.
Well, the thing is as well...
if any of us get suicided, and you find hanging on a door...
Suicided.
suicide people.
That's what it's called, suicided.
Yeah. Well, like Chester Bennington from Linkin Park, he looks so much like that person involved in it.
Yeah.
Don't he? That bloke who's involved in it all, I can't remember his name now, but how much does Chester Bennington look like?
Yeah. Yeah, it's scary. Like, if you do go down that rabbit hole, you poke your head and that. It's. Yeah.
Why is Chrissy Teigen deleted 60,000 tweets? That's John Legend's missus, isn't it? Yeah. And then they released that. I've seen a list of people who's been to that island, and she's on it. John Legend, Jim Carrey.
Tom Hanks' disabled comments. And his thing is, why are some of these not posted one picture since lockdown?
Right, and I'm not being funny. Hanks is one of the all time best actors in the world. Saving Private Ryan from Big when he started off.
Forrest Gump.
Money Pit. Saving Private Ryan, everybody knows him from that. And then he's got a new film out, The Greyhound. But I watched it, and it's a really good film.
Woody. Went to Woody and all the toy stuff.
Yeah. But it's like, all the time watching him, then I forget about him, then I'd be watching something, and I'd be thinking, hang on a minute, mate, you're supposed to have done this. Same with Tom Cruise. Mm. I've heard stories about him, about for these kids that would be actors, they wanted to go do a scene, but all they did is beat shit out of them up in this room, saying, I've got the part. And they weren't a part to get it, just got violated.
Macaulay Culkin, he's come out and said stuff. And then that little girl who were in Poltergeist film that died as well.
What's that lad's name? That his mum never left his side throughout filmings.
Elijah Wood, played Frodo Baggins in Lord of the Rings.
His mum was told by...
Were it him who played Samwise Gamgee?
Don't leave him. Don't ever leave him unattended. Don't attend any parties. She didn't, and that's why he didn't get violated.
And that's why he's not been as successful as everyone thought.
What about Am I to Stand By Me and Goonies?
Macaulay Culkin?
No.
Oh, fucking, if he was gone proper Doolally.
Not well, is he?
What's it called? Corey Feldman.
That's it.
But he's saying, if you give me like... He want 50 million or something.
No, he says it's a pay. But he wanted a pay per view, but now he's going to come out and do it anyway. But he's been saying for years. Well, look what happened to Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
That rant he had when he was drunk and calling on us about he's the capital paedophile ring and all this blah blah blah.
It went off a radar for about 10 years.
Disappeared. He's only just now being let back in. Yeah. It's just.
But that's
scary.
After they discredited him with racial slurs, alcoholism, and everything else. I mean, you look at. I can't watch fucking Castaway. Nah, with that red hand on ball, with Lady Gaga and that face.
Lady Gaga.
Ellen DeGeneres wore that top the other day when she did that live stream.
I've seen Jay-Z with one on.
The conspiracies with them.
But they look like they've got tags on when you see them as well.
Because they're that high profile in public life, that they can't just rip Hollywood to bits because it'll destroy industries.
I don't really think the public could handle it.
Exactly. So now they're all under house arrest, like Tom Hanks. He said he was in Australia somewhere with COVID, but the picture he put up, diehard fans have trolled back through his Insta years, and that actual room he was in, it was his kitchen in his own house.
Yeah.
And that picture
got
deleted. Lady Gaga was filmed with this woman. She's an artist and she does like food that's been done in the theme of dead people and dead babies and stuff. And the artwork, she does not blood. And this bloke there in this picture said apparently that he was found dead 2 days later. It was chained up like a slave, and then there were blood, and it was artsy, and it was supposed to be a themed meal type thing. But then he was found dead
But then they've got loads of people wishing her happy birthday, saying we'll get lots of pasta or cheese.
But because in this Pizzagate, I'm doing dog thingies, tags. Pizzagate, you've got code words like pizzas for a girl, because it's shaped like a V.
Pasta
for a boy. Then if you want something else,
it's like a young boy.
Yeah. And then there's one for prostitutes. And
yeah.
But on one of the emails that's got leaked, somebody hacked into the system. And apparently said, we've still got some of this pasta left, but it needs destroying as soon as you've had your fun with it. It's worded so wrong, it couldn't be.
But there's that website where they're selling... Have you seen the website? There's a website, and basically they're selling furniture, and they're putting a picture of this furniture on, saying this is for sale, and they're saying the name of the furniture. Now, when you actually Google the name, it's the name of a missing person, a missing child. And the website, everybody's leaked. I can't remember what the website's called now, but it's what people... It's a selling site that's now been shut down since all that's leaked.
It's just too... What was that Q? This Q?
QAnon.
QAnon, right? He says, when is it going to be? With all these coincidences, there's so many, too many coincidences
for people to
think it is actually a coincidence.
Well, Trump's come out and said he was going to get rid of them all, hasn't he? Because all these leads. And I saw an interview yesterday from 2015 where they were on about Epstein Island and all Trump went, yeah, it's a disgusting place. Ask Prince Andrew, he loves it there. That was fucking 5 years ago.
He's knackered down in his ears.
But when you watch that interview, they had... Oh, what's it called now? I watched this bloke who broke down the whole interview. And I can't remember the guy's name now. He were on Joe Rogan podcast. He's been on it a few times. A very credible guy, very intelligent guy. And he broke it down and just said, like... Normal people watched that interview with Prince Andrew and thought, who the fuck advised him to do this? It's stupid. He says, but... No, he says basically Prince Andrew did that interview on purpose. His whole body language, everything he said, made a complete fucking mockery of it, so no one would ever ask to be interviewed. They wouldn't interview him ever again because he just made a fucking mockery of it. And it's very clever how he did it and what he did. I've just explained that proper wank there, but if you go online and find it.
See, but what happens to Hollywood if this comes out? I mean, it goes deep.
What happens to, not just Hollywood, but like what happens to us? Like with me, I was brought up on Arnold Schwarzenegger. I love him, he's my idol, I've named my kid after him. What if something comes out about him? That's my old child. I've not been fucking raped by him in real life, so I can't say it's my childhood destroyed. But you know what I mean? Like, your idols and your heroes.
You're going to feel like sick. You're going to feel like you're going to be gutted.
Your favourite films, you think, I can't watch that anymore. Disgusting.
Well, I struggle putting Saving Private Ryan.
That's what I mean.
I put it not just that. I wanted to see it on my new 4K telly and drop it in. I wanted to watch it 4K because it's going to be amazing, isn't it? That film in 4K is going to be amazing. Yeah. But I've still not watched it just because it's him and it's only affecting my life now.
But it's not just that. But
I don't listen to Lady Gaga songs anymore.
He did Band of Brothers and all stuff anyway. Like that.
No, because I mean, that Star of Born, cracking film.
It's a great film.
But I can't watch that again. Nah, it's affected me already. So if it does come out...
I've been putting hashtags on Instagram on like Free Britney.
That is crazy, that.
You know, I've just had an horrible thought. What if one of Avengers is involved in this paedophile ring?
Well, you have suicide
intent. I just couldn't imagine it. Fucking hell.
I think they're relatively all young, innit? It's more the older kind, I think.
I don't know. Robert Downey Jr. is not a
very well, no, I don't think he's... He went to prison for years. And I don't think he's involved in the elite stuff.
That's the one I went to first thinking, like, he's one of the oldest stuff.
That'd bother me most.
Samuel L. Jackson? No?
No.
No.
He'd just call them all dirty motherfuckers, wouldn't he?
Drop a motherfucker in there somewhere.
TikTok motherfucker.
Yeah,
it is.
It's coming. I don't know what to believe about it.
I don't.
Luke Lee, you've watched more, and I watched a bit, and I watched it after night shifts. And you know what I'm like for going down rabbit hole on the stupid stuff anyway. But that just, I didn't know what to believe. I just don't know.
Well, you know what? I was watching it, and I was like, surely it's not. And then it had me believing it all, and then one of the last episodes of that Fallout Cabal got onto fucking aliens and other stuff, and I just thought, no.
I believe in aliens and that more.
I do, I believe that, in that. Yeah, Commander Freya.
You told me to watch that Bob Lazar.
Yeah.
On Netflix, but then I watched him on Joe Rogan, and have you seen Bob Lazar on Netflix?
Yeah.
What they tried to do to him, they tried to fucking ruin him.
Not just that, but his friends as well. They bankrupted his friends and all sorts.
It's just too much. Yeah. I mean, the public only knows...
But they've come out and admitted it. Government have come out and admitted there is...
The public only know... We are... The society, as we know it... technically, we're all mushrooms. We're kept in dark. We're fed on shit. Yeah,
everything's filtered.
So, this is it. All what you see on telly, BBC, fucking hell, especially them.
They're a virus.
I don't watch it. I don't watch live TV. So because they can't. I don't. It's just news. It's
you're a fucking mug pay for
the thing. The thing is that we're aliens and government and stuff. I do agree with the government keeping us in dark with regards to aliens and stuff.
No. I think they're desensitizing us because I mean I'm being funny. You look at all these alien films that have been at pump 60s about.
Aliens?
Where did it happen? That's it. Roswell. And all what's going off like, Area 51.
Area 51.
And all this lot. It's desensitization.
Skinwalker Ranch, if you Google that fucker.
It's a 50-year rule, isn't it?
Skinwalker Ranch.
Don't look.
What's that? That's where it's this place in Texas, which is... For 20 years, they've been monitoring it and watching it, and the fucking alien activity there is unreal. Absolutely unreal, Skinwalker Ranch. It's fucking from cattle being mutilated to people going missing. Skinwalker Ranch, if you Google that and watch documentaries on that. Or watch the guy who were on Joe Rogan podcast, I forgot his name now, George Knapp or something. He talks about
Skinwalker Ranch. I'm a bit worried about that, like Googling stuff, because I think I've said...
Because the Illuminati are after you.
That story about...
Lee, bring me that Pepsi Max in, please.
Fucking hell. That story about my mate Googling stuff. and then he was off work with you, like, I think he broke his leg, and Googling stuff and getting into, like, reading about New World Order, Illuminati, and apparently sent a package to his house that was a bomb-making kit, and they wanted him to carry something out for him, and he had to move and everything, had to get all police involved.
I think if you actively try to research it and find incriminating evidence that's not on general, like your YouTube and general social media forums, if you actively go out your way to uncover stuff, then I think things are going to happen, like your bank will get hacked and you'll lose all your money so you can't pay your mortgage. There's a little subtle hint, or, you know, you might be involved in a little accident, or, you know, your car will break. There'll be subtle hints.
Thing is, let's be honest, would you rather live in the dark and just go about your everyday life and be happy, or would you rather know all the dark, deep, horrible shit?
Well, it'll be funny. Matrix, blue pill or red pill? Which do you want to do? Which do you want? I mean, end of the day, it's like the Big Brother effect. I mean, you've got Alexa in your house, you've got your
An Alexa.
You've so they're listening Google. Constantly. Yeah. And they've got keywords. Even on your phone, everybody's phone's microphone and cameras are turned on by them. They can do what they want. You can turn them off unless you physically put tape over them. Of your camera on your laptops and that shit. Now, there's been experts that say they don't have the cameras. They purposely, like, smash them or tape over them so that they know they cannot be filmed in their own house or the microphones or
something. The thing is, though, I've spoke about stuff. Like, me and Verity have been sat at house talking about stuff, or should I go online and it's popped up in adverts? So exactly. You know stuff's listening.
But then you showed us that thing to turn it off, but it's...
Yeah.
It still happens.
It's everywhere. Yeah.
You have to keep going on.
If you went to an art fancy some, I don't know, some coconut shampoo and conditioner, you mention it 3 or 4 times or something, you get an advert on summer, it could be a pop-up.
Why does Wish keep coming up? I don't even like Wish, and then there's like gimp masks and... Have you seen that?
You know why that is, don't you? Because you keep googling and wanking to that scene in Pulp Fiction.
I love that film. What a film.
Who is it? Zed's dead.
Did I watched it? I'll tell you what I'm quite fond of at the minute. It's quite funny. What? You're not.
And they spat Pepsi all over the new twat.
That celebrity Gogglebox.
I like that.
And they watched Basic Instinct overnight.
But with Sharon Stone with Fanny Hart.
That bit. And she's still...
You don't see it.
You do see it.
I tell you what, let's put it on your 4K telly. You can see it.
Fucking I see what she's had for breakfast with 4K. But honestly, apparently, you know that film, Michael Douglas, apparently, you know how they usually like tape the dick to the leg or give them bromide to the... But apparently he actually shagged her in that film for the scene. Lucky bastard.
I know.
It's Catherine Zeta-Jones and all, isn't it?
Yeah, but he was a bit of a fucking lad, wasn't he, Douglas, in the 80s?
Oh, they all were back in the day.
He was back in the youth, were he? I bet he said some fucking...
Game of Thrones, what's her name that plays Gleeson?
Emilia Clarke. Yeah.
She was on Graham Norton's show, and she said the scene where...
Momoa.
They normally have like a... They put something in there, they have a sock, or they wear tight pants, but this scene, they didn't... He had somebody knitted him a like bright pink willy warmer, and he wore that to break ice, and she bossed that laughing at it. But yeah,
just the fact that he'd wear a willy warmer, Red Cox says to me, he's got a fucking rape piece on him.
He'll have a rape weapon.
The Rock's meant to have a massive one. And Will Smith, you know that scene where he's in showering iRobot. Yeah, we are talking about big dicks. That scene where Will Smith's in showering iRobot. Apparently, they had to tape it around his fucking leg because it just kept slapping about.
Well, he's all right having a big in because it fucking doesn't help him, does it? I seen it all on Facebook and I was going off here. And how she's come out
did
about
you watch
it?
Interview?
No.
He looked a broken man.
Well, I'm not being
You know that scene on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where his dad leaves and he just says to cries on Uncle Phil saying, why don't you want me, man? You know, that I was watching
that. Broke many men.
It fucking did me, that.
What we're talking about?
Fresh Prince of Bel Air, where his dad leaves and he just breaks down.
Fucking hell,
yeah. Why don't he want me, man?
Yeah, but that one's scripted.
Yeah.
That was unscripted.
Was it?
Because yeah. I love it where he hugs him and then Will Smith's acting where he looks like he's fucking frozen like that.
Because it was a scene that obviously it resonates.
Was it in front of a live audience, that? Yeah.
Fresh Prince.
It says it's filmed in front, but it's a live audience, but there weren't that many behind. There were only a couple of customers. A scene where Carlton cries, starts screaming, why? And he runs through all sets around the audience, the camera pans and follows him all the way round as an art attack at end.
See, so I've been watching.
About 100 and 150 people.
There's not a massive audience.
Yeah.
It was canned laughter.
Well, I've been watching Fresh Prince lately.
I've watched them all.
And it's like, I've rewatched them again, and they tackled a lot of issues back then. Even like, not your Black Lives Matter, but black men getting
pulled
back.
Don't start on that.
No, I'm not. I don't even want to go over that.
No, we're covering that.
Where Carlton gets pulled by police and goes, it's pulled because you're black, not anything else.
Yeah, but why? Because Carlton can't get it because he's from Delhi. Will Smith straight off a hooded bonnet with his arms out.
And then his Uncle Phil in it says, I will like that first time I got pulled, and then second time, and third time, and fourth time.
But, so now with Will Smith, his missus has cheated on him, but she's blaming mental health and she's like justifying it, saying that she was part of an healing process.
Thing is, though, Lee, put the shoe on the other foot. 45-year-old Will Smith gets with 20-year-old fucking lass.
Oh, he'd call him a
dirty cunt.
No, but this is it.
He seen that photo with him and that one you shared.
Yeah.
Where he's got his trousers down there and fucking no t-shirt. Who's the fuck? Who is
he? Will Smith's little lad says, "Yeah, he's he's like a dad to me, isn't he? But he's fucking 2 years older than you, cunt."
But this is weird. What would you do in that situation?
I'd go for Chris Benoit. Simple as that. Everyone would die.
No, I would actually. It would be because they've got their own money. But my lawyers would go for everything. I'd take her to court. I'd make her living in a cardboard box. I'd ruin her.
Well, you can't ruin her, can you, in a day?
I would. If it were me, I would. For that, there's no coming back.
About your kids and that, aren't you?
That's what he's. Oh yeah, true.
They're growing up. They've got, they've got their own lives now.
Yeah, but I know they have. But they probably still want to see up. Like,
I think what it is with Will Smith is he didn't grow up with his mum and dad together, and the first woman he got with and had a kid with, they split up, didn't they? And I just think he wants that family unit.
Well, he ain't gonna have it now, is he? So.
Well, no, they're back together, aren't they?
Yeah, fuck that clean off. If you're in a relationship, that's it. Unlucky. Anyway, moving on to that other subject that we don't want to talk about.
We're not discussing it.
What?
Well, I think we ought to touch base with it, because I think it's pathetic, to be brutally honest.
I think there's a lot of racial tension in America.
There is.
But I think the media...
It's misguided. And it's the media that started this. The media. Yeah.
I mean, when you look at that white police officer with George Floyd, apparently they had history. They used to be doormen together or something back in day. So it's more that... I just don't think it were a fucking horrific thing that happened. But when you label it, white police officer kills black man, straight away, you're fucking causing divide and racial tension.
There you go.
You know, why can't it just...
Because how many police officers were there?
Three, weren't they?
Three or four, weren't they? One were Chinese, or Oriental. And
one were black.
I don't know.
They were all different. They weren't all white. But then they come out, all this black man, all this blah, blah, blah. But then they had a grand funeral and all this lot. And I'm thinking, hang on a minute.
Did we spend more time in the last 10 years behind bars?
Yeah.
Well, I don't get why they've made George Floyd a martyr when... I know his past shouldn't come into it. What the police officer did was wrong, and a man, he didn't deserve what happened to him, and it's wrong. But it's just everything's just been blown way out of proportion.
It's like an hurricane.
Why people in England are protesting it, I don't know.
So at that protest though, there were a white bloke running for his life and got stabbed in the neck.
Mm. Well, that with Black Lives Matter protest, there was a black shop owner that got fucking beat to death.
Yeah.
Black businesses got burned
that
fucking
down. That black police
officer
protecting him, retiring in 2 weeks.
Got killed.
But this is then, it's all kicked off. But then all of a sudden, you've got people screaming Black Lives Matter, these protesters that are white, screaming at police officers who are black, stood there to protect. Mm. So they're screaming Black Lives Matter to these black police officers that, and they're old. They will have gone through more racial abuse than anyone.
So, you see that
from the police force itself,
exactly,
as well, not just.
You see that other night in Atlanta, Atlanta police have responded to a shooting on this street, and this obviously there's black coppers and this white copper guy. They were like, no motherfucking white people here, no white cops here, shoving him and that he couldn't draw his weapon, and there were black police saying, come on, no, just go. And, making him fucking
what
go.
About Anthony Joshua? Come on. Black people should only buy from black people, don't buy from the white.
Yeah, there's that black
Tyson Fury come out and said, can you imagine if I said, don't buy from black people?
Yeah. Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton's just a fucking
hypocrite. I can't wait till Tyson Fury knocks.
So, Lewis Hamilton is saying, he's
got that chain around his neck with a padlock on.
He drives for Mercedes, who provided Hitler with cars, and he wears Hugo Boss that provided the SAS with the SS, the Nazi soldiers' uniforms.
Yeah.
You know, he's fucking privileged.
And he's black privileged because his career is because, he was an average driver, because somebody that used to work for the company that, when he would do go-karting, that was sponsoring him, said the only reason he got it was because he was black, they wanted a black racer.
I won't say an average driver, he's a fucking...
No, but like, there's that video that we've seen today.
Yeah,
but you can put an amazing driver...
In
one of them cars.
Yeah,
no, it's... But this is what does me now. They're all coming out, they're using this to, like, springboard their own agendas.
Well, I read...
And that All Lives Matter, that bloke that's on Burnley football match, he got that plane, that sighting, all Lives Matter, or White Lives Matter.
Put White Lives Matter.
Yeah, no, but I remember, it's not racist, though.
It's not, but then he's got his profile picture on Facebook with Tommy Robinson and stuff, so he just didn't paint him in a good light.
No, but at the end of the day, it wasn't racist.
I know.
But he lost his job, his missus lost the job.
She did.
All, you know, it's just, you can't say, no, hang on a minute. So all these, All Lives Matter, you're apparently being racist. How is it? Because I'm not being funny.
What they're trying to say is at this time, it's not Black Lives Matter.
But you look
at
the statistics.
That's what everyone's trying to say.
But then you've got, you go on YouTube, there's thousands upon thousands of coloured, black, whatever you want to call it, all from around the world, any ethnic, any creed, saying, well, what about Red Indians? Hang on a minute, nobody's been more persecuted than us.
NFL.
And that, you see, Redskins. You've got all these people, I'm not being funny, but you've got all these others saying, hang on a minute, Jewish people saying, well, hang on, nobody's been more, you know, what Hitler did to them.
Well, not just Hitler, but exactly. If you believe, which I don't, the old rumours about your Jews built your pyramids, they were slaves, take the fucking pyramids down then.
This is it.
Don't, because they were built by aliens. So.
But this is where it is. It just seems to be that all these films, because the white people portrayed black people, you can't watch them now. They've been took off Netflix.
You can watch White Chicks.
White Chicks is that, and it's a cracking film. I love the film. It's a funny film. Eddie Murphy. He plays Chinese. He plays women. He plays all sorts.
Well, what about
coming
Norbert
to America?
Remember when I sent you that video clip of Norbert?
Norbert.
He even said on himself,
"Yeah,
that's very racist." He said
it's
that
just
for himself as playing
but
an Asian.
This is where you take, was it done to cause them harm or to insult them? No, it was comedy. It was for fun.
You look at Rush Hour, Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker take the piss out of each other's ethnicity and everything in that all the way through. It's just banter.
Yep.
Like where he's on aeroplane. It was like black people be cool when shit goes down. He says, but you're telling me, because you panic. And it's just. The playoff of.
But this is where people won't listen to facts, where you've got the statistics on when it's been a white cop killing a black person, the numbers.
I mean, let's look at the statistics. Black on black crime is fucking horrific.
No, but all this Black Lives Matter, and they're trying to blame this generation for previous generations, like slave antics and what they've done. Now, I'm not being funny, so it's like me going up to a Chinese family. Hang on a minute, I've seen this the other day. Yeah, going up to a Japanese family, and their daughter's on the floor and said it's her fault about Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
It's redundant, it's retarded.
None of us were alive then.
Exactly,
we
can't
be
held accountable. And like they've said, which American president abolished?
Lincoln
abolished slave trade.
Yeah.
And all this, like, it's the whites that have stopped all this. And there's been facts proven that it's some of the first ever slave traders were themselves black.
That's where it come from. Rich black people sold poor black people.
Do you ever see that guy who said that it's to do with pigment of the skin? That's why they were evil. Whites have got no pigment, that's why they're evil.
Yeah, No. Well, now it's changed to that. Where they say now they're wanting privileged treatment. Where this is the this, this is that. And I'm like, no, hang on a minute. They're saying we're privileged. Now, I'm not being funny. I come from a mining village where we went through a strike and we had fuck all.
I said this to somebody in shop the other day.
We had nothing.
He said all white people are privileged. He says, come to Sharbrook and say that exactly. To white people. I says, in fact, I said, if you've got a time machine, go back in time and tell all them white miners that they're privileged. Good joint strike, tell them they were privileged.
They'd have been beat to death.
It fucking would.
And it's right, saying that privilege. What about when up police riots, when they were around? On horse, police on horseback, where the truncheons are, just beating, you know, when they're on strike, picket fencing.
Fucking hell, they were just
battered them.
Battering them, yeah.
And I mean battered them.
There's and that they famous people. Picture, isn't there, that bloke with his back turned, and that copper's on that horse, and he's just pulling truncheon back, and that bloke is literally doing nothing.
Running
he's facing
for his life.
Yeah, and he were getting a crack.
Yeah. See, but to say all this, it winds me. Because end of the day, you can close your eyes and you can talk to folk, you don't know what colour they are. It's exactly. Human beings. That's all we are. Why can't it just stay like that?
You know what, though? If you're a white Englishman and you've got an opinion on Black Lives Matter, you're a white racist.
But I'm not racist.
But that's what people say.
But this is why, show on other thought. Well, I'm offended by that, then. But no, because I'm white,
you're not allowed to.
Because I've got an opinion. You know what I mean? It's not allowed.
I feel like with a couple of black friends or colleagues who I've worked with for a while, just for some of the people who know me know I'm a bit controversial on Facebook and I've been banned. And a lot of people find it funny, but some of the stuff I put on is a bit. But Luke does bait me into a lot of things.
Why do I get blamed for everything?
He's a masturbator.
Yeah. 100%.
No, but it's like now.
I'll kill you.
Facebook. Shared a memory from like 10 years ago, and then blocked me because of the memory.
Yeah,
and I didn't share it.
When I uploaded that picture of me when I shaved my beard and just left me sending away a little Charlie Chaplin mustache, and they banned me promoting racial hatred. I thought, what? I didn't. I just put felt cute, might delete later. That's all I put. I've got it, Latash.
And the next minute, well, you'll be scrolling down your timeline, and there'll be a bloke being beheaded.
Oh, there'll be a fucking bloke pinning a staffy up a bit through the wall, punching staffy in her face repeatedly. And I just think that's on there, and that really does fucking offend me.
Something hurt me the other week, and I don't know. I don't really want to say it. We all love dogs.
Don't.
Well, I've got to have to say it now because fans want it, but. It was a dog in a boiling hot thing of fat, and it was trying to
get out. Well, they banned that now, they mainly in the cities in China.
You should have fucking seen
the cities,
you know, if that had noise.
In the cities, they banned it now.
So
eating dog and that.
They all want.
I don't mind if they want to eat dog.
No, they need to die.
No, because it's like, where do you draw that line on your food chain of what you'll eat?
Cats.
You've probably already had that, mate, because you've had a few Chinese.
Well, let's be honest, if you shop at Tesco, you've had horse before.
There you go.
What, can you remember? It were Finders, weren't it?
Yeah.
Crispy pancakes
so,
had
no,
horse in
this,
it, didn't
this is where you draw the line. I'm not being funny. I mean, people from all over the world, like, they'll eat gerbils and stuff in Mexico.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I'd eat them.
So,
I
don't mind. If they want to eat dog, that's fine,
no,
as long as they dispatch them. First.
Listen, Sylvester Stallone had a rat burger in Demolition Man and
it
looked delicious.
It did,
so,
but I'd have had it.
Overpaid for it though, didn't it?
Mm.
No, but there was something else I was going to say that really...
What, were you going to tell us how to work the three shells?
Mate, that fucking... can't get my head around.
Were you going to say 4K?
No.
I don't know, I think we should just go away from this Black Lives Matter.
It's not that... No, yeah, because... Not that we're going to say anything else.
That's
more.
It.
I just don't want
to. One thing that
anyone,
proper riled me, and I mean really did upset me, to a point where if it carries on, there's going to be a civil war. There's going to
be
an uproar. And I think it's being engineered and designed this way for that purpose. But it was Poppy Day and football on, and none of shirts, none of teams could put poppies on the.
It's racist
shirts.
To wear a poppy, but you can have black lives matter on back.
This is what I'm saying. This is what upset me. How dare they?
I agree.
I love wearing a poppy when it's that time.
And then
they
all have to take a knee and put the fist
they could threaten to sack me if I were a player. I wanted them videos of them police officers, and even in America for one America four matches or female ones, two of them refused to kneel. Bravo. I'm sorry.
Marcus Rashford didn't kneel the other week, did he, for Man? Were it Rashford or at Greenwood? One of them didn't kneel when they were kneeling.
No, I won't do it. I'm sorry. I won't be forced into doing anything. And it's just, it's being blown all out of proportion now. And I just, he wants to fuck off and die.
Not just that, but I don't, I might be wrong on this because I've never experienced it, but I don't think police over here are as racist as they are in America.
There was that video about that, the police officers stopping that lad, and they're doing a, because they can do a stop and search on him.
Yeah.
And this woman said, oh, you're racial profiling him, what are you doing to that boy, why?
Yeah.
And then they pulled up, they had knives and everything on him. And she goes, this is why, love, this is why we've stopped him.
But I'm not being funny, but down in London, it is predominantly black people with knives. And that's not me being racist, it's the fucking truth.
Yeah, they don't use knives anymore, do they? They've not fucking acid.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, have you seen some of that? Have you seen that? Have you seen one of them, Google one of them zombie knives? Have you seen them walking around with them? I'll get it on you.
I just don't get how anybody...
See, I know there is still racial profiling. I've seen the videos. But I've also seen a lot of videos where the police are just doing the job and the people... Yeah, they are black, but they said, oh, is it because I'm black?
Why police officers won't be able to stop anyone of colour?
This is how stupid it's getting. That's what I'll get, like, it's their job. You know, if you actually just complied
with them zombie knives
with the police officer and did what he wanted you to do, like, it's asking for your ID, what you're doing. It's just the police officer doing his job. Oh, you're being arsy with him, you're making it a confrontation. Instead of just saying, right, here's my driving licence, here's my credentials, right, sir, thank you very much, on your way. It's just this modern society of people that are...
It should be a lesson taught in school. This is how you react when a police officer pulls you over. This is what the police officer is going to ask you to do, and this is how you comply with it. Because I feel for police officers, because they've got to be on fucking edge and alert all the time, because you don't know what situation you're going into at all. Especially in America, because they're all fucking gun happy over there, aren't they?
Yeah.
You don't know what situation you're walking into. So they're on edge all the while.
The thing is, as well, what am I going to say now? Police, like, over back in sort of maybe the 60s, 70s, 80s, I don't know. They were friendly, please. They were their new community, weren't they? And you could go to them
That's
for advice and talk
respect,
to them.
Though.
Yes, but now they've got no respect. But people use, I've got to admit, I've done it to Ronnie, use obviously police as a deterrent to scare children. Yeah. They're not in, but then, you know, when they have armed officers in like Meadowhall, I got Ronnie to go and talk to them, and they were lovely with him.
Yeah.
And I just, you know what I mean? It should be that feel. I don't mind armed police being around as well. I think it makes. It feels safe.
The thing is, though, when you watch films nowadays, the cops are all crooked in that, aren't they? They're all...
When I went to New York, obviously you've been to America, I had my photo took with some NYPD. They were lovely. And I got to go in one of the cop cars as well.
What did you make?
No, nothing. They were right nice. It's because I was near Penn Station at night time. And they were like, you don't want to be sitting on them steps at night. You don't need to be around this area at night. And they were like, oh, Gil, got to go in back at an NYPD car.
Cool.
Yeah. That's
why you can't be
around there at night.
There's a lot of stabbing. Because
he's whiter than white. There's certain areas in Penn Station cordoned off because, you know, homeless and that keeps you penned in away because there's a lot of stabbings and muggings. Massive at that, around there. So yeah. Central Park as well, some of them tunnels.
It
can be scary there when it's getting dark.
That's bigger than you think, Central Park.
It's half a mile wide and 2.something miles long.
Mm.
I heard something about it this morning somewhere.
I just had a few friends near there, Central Park.
This is our sick eye on when we're in New York. I don't know who it was. It might have been my mum or someone when they were looking through, going, we just had your picture took there for that snow. I'm like, that's where John Lennon got killed.
I had my that's one of my favourite photos of me in Strawberry Fields in Central Park. Here's John Lennon Memorial, the Imagine. Yeah. And there was a guy, I thought it was a tramp, because you could tell we weren't, and he was singing Imagine, like, it was unreal. He was sat on a bench right near it. I gave him a couple of dollars. He was like busking and that, but it was amazing. What a place.
I love New York. Best place I've ever been.
The coldest place I've ever been.
See,
the warmest day were -4.
I went in September, and it was quite mild then.
I remember I smoked then, and it were, you know, you've got like jet lag. So I flew on my birthday, and landed like St. Patrick's Day, but we've been flying for 8 hours, flying from 8:30 in the morning, our time, and it were like should have been like say like 5 o'clock, but it weren't, it was midday. And it was St. Patrick's Day and they'd shut all Times Square off and it was just a nightmare to get there. And I woke up at like 4 in the morning, I thought I'll nip out to the hotel for a fag. Fucking minus 19, I got down in t-shirt and shorts. I'm like, I couldn't put a fag in my mouth. Minus 19, it's windy there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very windy. Especially when it whips around buildings.
When you're on Empire State Building, you can feel it.
Well, I spat, didn't I? Off that. Did you? We went to Empire State, it was like, proper green, and we fucking come back in your face and I'm fuming. Like, got lots of spit thinking, this is going to fuck, I'm going to watch this, it's going to fly, it did straight back in my face.
That was the weirdest holiday ever though, because I had to pack cold weather clothes and then I flew to Las Vegas and it was 38. Mad, just same country, totally different times. And
shocked you went to Vegas.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for it, that's what started it all.
What did you play on the way there? I'm playing the gambler.
It's mad though, isn't it? You get everything free. You get like, if you want a cigar, you want a drink, you get a drink. And
my dad said that. When my dad were in Vegas, my dad says, you're on Crab's Table or wherever it was. He says, I'm a bit drunk, where I'm gambling. He says, I knocked a full bottle of Budweiser all over the table. He says, if I were in England, he says, doorman had come up, grabbed me and threw me out. He says, this woman called, do apologise for that, sir. Clean it up and bought another bottle of Budweiser. Because beer's free whilst you're betting.
Exactly. So they've got money to spend. There's no clocks.
It's mad, and you can walk through 3 hotels before you even go outside, they're all connected. But I stayed in Luxor, the Egyptian, the pyramid. I stayed there, but then you can walk, you know where that Mandalay Bay is right next door, you know where all that shooting happened. You walk through Mandalay Bay, and I don't know if it's Circus or that Disney one or something, then you come outside. And then you walk, and then you're straight across. And then I found a rape photo of the other day next to a boxing ring in MGM.
Okay,
hell. Yeah.
I always said I would go for my 30th.
A white vest on with my tribal tattoo.
I always said I would go for my 30th, but get fucking popping kids out, don't I?
Yeah,
I might have to go for my 40th.
Yeah, MGM were good being in there, and you know, seeing all like boxing, like Gans and that, like Pacquiao, Mayweather, Ricky Hatton.
Did you go to, when you were in New York, Madison Square Garden? Did you go there?
Yeah, I watched New York Knicks, didn't I? Play basketball. Yeah.
Madison Square Garden's a massive.
Fucking age.
It's got like another stadium underneath it.
But like, it was a cheap ticket, you're just in Evans, but if you want like courtside, you're talking $3,000, aren't you? $3,000 courtside. But I'd like to have gone to NFL, but I don't know if it's close season in March. Yeah, it's close season in March, because Super Bowl's in February.
Yeah.
And baseball, that I'd have liked to have gone to.
I won't mind watching baseball, even though I don't really
like
follow
it. Just like a massive game of randers.
Yeah. Fucking randers.
Yeah, I do like that. Yeah,
used to make me laugh that when you play randers at school, I were always good at batting, so everybody who was stood there just moved right back, and I was like, yeah, that's fucking right. You get a little ego boost from it, wouldn't you? Everyone's like, Luke's up, look back up. And then I'd miss ball with it.
I'd be right weak at catching. I always remember like a right good catch that I did. Like jumping up and like catching it with one hand, like someone had absolutely slogged it.
Do you ever watch that where that reporter were interviewing that bloke and someone at baseball just turned around and caught it?
Do you remember that Nike advert?
With NFL, where they were punching through balls, catching balls and shit.
That is one of my favourite adverts ever.
It's mint.
And then he goes like that, and he's like, that plasterboard, and he goes, do it about there, and he goes, other side of plasterboard, he's looking at camera, and he throws it here, and he goes like, and catches American football and throws
punches
it down.
It's all fucking fake.
What's the advert called then?
Just type in
and
like.
He just says they say something every time.
Yeah, they're advertising it. I think it's a gambling thing they're advertising.
Shocked out like it. Oh dear.
What this is going to time off in a minute. So what we're doing here, we
we'll just finish.
We're going to continue.
We'll finish now. No, let's not do another one.
Oh.
Leaves bedtime soon, innit?
I think we could carry on for another 15, 20 minutes and wrap it up if you want.
Well, he'll be crying.
Oh dear. Sorry, that just took a little break in recording. But we're back.
I can't wait for gym to open. I cannot wait to get back in. It's just one
Angels
of things.
24/7?
Eh?
Is Angels
24/7? Yeah.
Because when you go on the website, it just sits open until fucking 9:10.
Yeah, that's just open. Unless they change it for what's going off, because
it's open till then with an attendant in there. Well, not attendant, we're smoking there. and then after that, it's a key pattern.
I've got to go in day to pay up anyway.
Yeah,
but
so
they're doing all COVID. They've got all hand space, sanitise everything. You've been on, they're keeping your distance. That I just need it. I just can't wait to get back in there.
Angels don't get that. It does get busy, but it don't get stupid busy like a fucking pure gym, like a chain gym would. Where,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Have you heard what they're doing about leisure in Shirebrook?
No.
If you want to go, you have to book. You book for an hour, and only three people can book an hour. So you only allowed three people in at max, and you can only book for an hour. So, what's that, like fucking 10 hours a day?
Ridiculous.
So 30 people a day could go in gym.
Ridiculous.
And they're still charging full membership as well.
Full
for
membership,
that.
Yeah.
Fuck that. That's stupid. Look at him, look.
What else really can they do?
Just let people go in and use the common sense.
Yeah, but we're not allowed to.
Excuse me.
Fucking hell, it's possibly a bit time.
We're not allowed to use common sense nowadays, are we?
Yes, Colin. I'm a child, I'm sorry.
Why would you take a picture like
that? I don't know, and I just keep thinking about it. I'm in pain. You
can't say on here who it is.
You can't say that on here. And just smiling in pain on photos. Absolutely kills me. Fucking hell, I would need to grow up.
So anybody got any plans for next couple of weeks besides doing another podcast?
Yeah, we need to keep on top of this now. I've enjoyed tonight. That's
it's been hard with virus, hasn't it? We did a recording where we were all in our own homes, and it just...
We're talking over each other a bit, weren't we?
Yeah, and then fucking Gaz's microphone kept rubbing on his beard.
And it kept cutting me out.
Yeah.
You left!
Just cut off. Cheers, guys.
Weren't you halfway through where you were showing off about how good your phone is, and then it cut off? It what? I'm sure you are.
Put me out. I know what you did.
You can't cut me
off. I can't cut anybody off.
Yeah. Right, so.
Are you being serious?
Plans for the future.
He's got arms on the news.
Well, plans for the future is we're waiting for you to go to doctors and get all clear for your fucking knees so we can do 3D.
Mine are fucked, I let mine out just...
Chuck, it's not all about you, bro.
It's not all about me, no.
You've offended enough people this week, you cunt.
I have, yeah. Oh.
Damn it.
Fucking bum. Yeah, you do, Lee. You do need to...
Yeah, we've been, obviously, Three Peaks Challenge that we're all doing for our respective charities got cancelled because everything. So I've messaged them and they said from August we can book in again. So I've suggested doing it on 26th of September, which is Saturday, which is my birthday.
Selfish cunt.
Proper selfish. But we need to wait for Lee to get medically cleared because him being HIV positive.
A nice birthday present. Why don't you fancy nearly dying on your birthday?
Yeah, you're gonna fucking blister from hell, potentially have an heart attack. Yeah,
it's gonna be a tough day. I'm looking forward to it.
Be birthday so, to remember that though.
You're gonna need some headphones at some point.
You're gonna need Rocky Four soundtrack.
I'm gonna try and not laugh because
definitely.
I think you know when you laugh that much, sometimes it makes you feel weak. I don't want to be laughing and I'll take a piss. Oh, you stupid cunt.
Why do I get played?
You make me laugh, you do stupid... Luna, fuck off licking me.
Well, you will put peanut butter on yourself.
On my anus. Oh, she looks dead sad now I've said that, sorry.
What, peanut butter?
Yeah.
I will be having Rocky IV soundtrack, and then occasionally I will play that clip raging, going, you can't win! Fucking slag.
You can't do it, Rock.
You can't do it, Rook. You can't win.
Luna, what are you licking me for? You've just been licking him, don't
you? She's taking my AIDS to you.
What's up? Chill out.
It's the salt, isn't it, on your skin or something that they're like.
There'll be a lot of salt because I come on that knee earlier.
My God. And then
she's
going to
lick your face.
She looks like she's smiling. She's loving it.
Yeah, because she's like, I'm going to lick Lee's face in a bit.
It's like...
Fish tank.
It's on a
the lights.
I'll be honest, Lee, I fucking hate that blue fish in your tank. It's a bullet. It's really
aggressive, isn't it?
Yeah, get a fork.
Like someone else. We'll it's aggressive like someone else has been this week.
Get a fork and we'll just stab fork in tank.
It's looking at temps, bang on, isn't it?
Got it all set up, bang on.
It's not a bad fish tank. It's lovely, isn't it?
Well, the thing is, it's kind of my tester tank. Because I used to have tropical fish before, bigger on a 4 foot tank, or a bit bigger, I can't remember, but it's just to see if I want to get back into doing it, keeping them, because if I do, that entire alcove there, I'm going to get a tank into that.
Alcove?
What, a deep one?
Well, it's going to be 4 foot, it's just under 4 foot, so I get to that and I can have it up, obviously, I might go the same size as the TV, then I've got a strip. Mm. And I might put marine that side, read that but I've never kept marine. Marine is solid.
I don't read it out loud. It?
But I've got to research, yeah, because you've got it. It's ridiculous for me. Oh,
that fucking chair of yours having wheels on. Like.
Yeah, so that your thing, what you yeah.
Nice
I don't know what that means.
Now's your chance.
I don't know what it means. Like, why is it going to happen to you?
I don't know. I hope it happens to him.
Go on, just go on loop status in a bit.
Okay.
What about Will Benmore?
I don't get that comment at all.
I don't, but it's funny.
Funny till it happens to you.
His reply to it's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's stop talking what people don't know about.
Oh, the last 2 weeks I've lost
his car keys, his wallet, his phone.
Marbles.
No, £11 in 2 weeks.
Well done.
Well keeping done, on the healthy lifestyle, eating me stir fries and the salads.
Oh, faff at 45.
Fucking hate that. I can't stand
it's
that.
It's going to be 46 now.
Yeah.
It winds me up that he spells addiction with 1D, which is your favourite band, Chuck.
1D, yeah. Why don't you have DA 46? Die at 46.
Cheers, mate.
I don't die, really. I'll be shitting myself until you're 47 now. So I'll be about 4. I'll fucking kill myself if you do it. If that happens, that meme will get shared everywhere. You'll kill your bastard doing that.
The craziest son of a bitch did it.
I've saved it now, properly. Look, it was Tyler who shared it.
Yeah, Roadrunner.
Yeah.
Okay, we got Roadrunner.
Yeah. But they are... The fucking coyote is faster anyway, though, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a stupid fucking cartoon.
Unless they'd use some, like, Acme explosives, like, in cartoon.
Well, have you seen... Nah, you know the... Who's that fucking pig that hunts Bugs Bunny?
It's not...
Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd.
Yeah. No, you're thinking...
Yeah, Elmer Fudd.
Yeah, you're mixing
two. Yeah, because they're all fucking wanker childish. But yeah, Elmer Fudd hunting Bugs Bunny... They took his gun away from him now because they say it's too fucking dangerous.
So what does he do? Does he take a sweeping brush?
No, I can't remember what he takes now. But it's something like if you shot a fucking rabbit with it, with a gun, it'd just kill it straight away. But what they're getting now, I can't remember what it is. It's just a slow and painful death.
Gadda?
You are?
Gadda? Boomerang?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Frying pan.
It'd be fucking blowed out, won't it?
Reminds me of Ace Ventura, that with blow dart, when he's running.
Just too much. He gets spears at length. It's in the bone.
Ace Ventura's quality. I like Cable Guy. You mean Cable Guy?
I ain't seen that for years.
Won't you get somebody blue?
I just like that bit where he's cooking breakfast and he looks right there. He goes, juice? Offers him some juice.
I like him in the film Number 23. I love that film.
I've seen that.
You need to watch it and it'll wreck your head.
Oh, it's about the devil and that, isn't it? Because 23 is a devil's number, isn't it?
Yeah, watch it.
It's a devil's number because if you basically... divide 2 by 3 divided by 2, it's something like...
Fucking hell, calm down, Carol Horde.
666. Yeah, it is. That's why it's a devil's number.
Yeah, it's watch it. It's like a psychological thriller. Yeah. Jim Carrey, like, you've never seen him before. It's fucking mint. Yeah. I love that film. I really do. It's, yeah, you just go from watching like Ace Ventura, The Mask, Liar Liar and stuff to that, it's like, whoa.
Like a serious role.
You do whatever he wants, so can't he? That's why he dropped out of Kick-Ass 2, didn't
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. He started filming Kick-Ass 2. That's why his character's in it and then just gone.
Oh, yeah. Did they start using guns or something in it? And they were Yeah, I can remember. He dropped
said
out
it's too violent.
He had a gun in it.
And then he just said it weren't in it anymore.
Yeah, something to do with violence. It was too violent, so he quit. Fucking idiot.
He's decent in Sonic.
I've never watched that.
It's good.
Ronnie's seen Sonic.
Well, as good as Detective Pikachu.
Detective Pikachu is weak. It's a good film, honestly.
Well, for the first 15 minutes I saw it, pretty shit, to be fair.
I will watch it, though. I'll watch it with kids tomorrow and I'll make my mind up.
They'll fucking love it.
Hopefully not.
Power Rangers is wank, and I'll tell Arnie when I see him.
Tell him. I'll fucking tell him. It was better when I was a kid.
It was better. I used to like Pink Ranger.
Watch the remake.
Kimberly. What, the film?
Yeah, the new film remake.
I wish they could have raised that from history. Shocking. The 15-minute R-rated film on YouTube's a lot better. Have you watched that?
It's the one with Jason David Frank in it, isn't it?
No, he's not in it because he slated it and didn't agree with it and said it were wrong. It's the bloke out of Dawson's Creek who's
yeah,
in
yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
It's
it was
a rated
Green
R
Ranger,
film. Yeah, it's fucking really good. It's mint. Yeah, the blonde-haired guy in it were Red Ranger. He were Rocky and he'd turned on all the Rangers. And, yeah. It's fucking mint. Honestly, you're frowning, but I'll send you a YouTube link in a bit. R-rated Power Rangers mini film. I wish they'd make that into a proper film. It were amazing. It really were.
Okay.
Fucking Power Rangers. That were my childhood, that. Can anybody remember Biker Mice from Mars?
Quality.
Yeah. Vaguely, yeah. Well, that was like 87, weren't it, that came out?
Yeah,
so
that
long before.
When I was a kid, it was
basically, they used to say, let's rock and rock. That's what they used to say.
When I was a kid,
say,
it was
rock
E-Man.
Out cock
let's
out.
Rock.
E-Man were best back in the day.
Fucking
E-Man, that was fucking mint.
Quality.
They had
like,
street shots.
I have the power.
They had like,
I follow that
A-Wolf.
Skeletal group. Who, that,
Thundercats
who,
are on the move.
Thundercats were amazing.
Thunder thighs are on the move. Thunder thighs are loose.
Family Guy. We used to say that a while, didn't we? Well, I used to love like Captain Scarlet though. These are the voice of the Mysterons.
Then they were like Terrorhawks, Stingray.
Trapdoor.
Tell what used to scare me on
Oh, are you afraid of the dark and Goosebumps used to fucking
scare
me?
No, that Nightmare. Remember Nightmare? That like,
yeah.
Game.
Right, you're in a room, you've got 3 steps forward.
Fucking terrifying.
I don't know about that. I'm not being funny, when I was a like, you know, 2 or 3, whatever, Scooby-Doo scared shit out of me when I... I'm little, you know, I'm only just watching scary ghosts and stuff.
Toyota used to terrify me, and I'm re-watching it at the minute. I've just started season 2 of it, original X-Files. When I used to hear that fucking theme tune, I used to shit myself. Yeah, I used to hear that, like...
Yeah, but Gillian Anderson makes it all better than
fucking
that first episode where she's in bra and pants, she's got that mark on her.
Yeah. It says it's just a mole.
But she's still good looking now, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Only X Files I can remember is when that is it red guy eats that little blue demon at the end.
And the guy could
and
remember
then it drives off and it is right podgy and the next minute it starts moving. Oh, that's kitchen.
Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah.
But X Files, I can remember putting an X in this window if you wanted to talk to somebody, then they'd contact him or something. They were weird. Conspiracy crap, right?
Did you ever watch it, X Files?
Yeah. But I still can't remember it, that's all.
Yeah. Well, good.
Airwolf from our show at 18.
I loved Airwolf, but when you watch it back now, it's just the same clips played over
it. Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
Then, remember it, Street Hawk.
A-Team, where they're in a fucking cave.
And they dismantle a truck, bury it, then they happen to get stuck back in the same cave. So they put it all back together again, and that music come on. Airwolf.
Baywatch. That was good back in there.
Yeah,
it's
been belief. Have you seen it now? Fucking hell, she's been on Free Mentos, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Free Mentos.
But can anybody remember Street Talk?
No.
They were like a bike version of Knight Rider.
No.
Yeah. Can you remember what that one Hulk Hogan brought out? Were it Tropical Thunder?
Yeah.
On a speedboat, but it just happened to be there was an inlet for him to get inland.
Yeah, something like that.
Instead of a super boat, like a Knight Rider boat. It was so bad, it was unbelievable.
I really don't like Hulk Hogan. Shit wrestler.
Fuck off.
He what? Technical wise, wrestling, he was shit.
Can you remember? I'm just going on to like old programs. Can you remember Little Hobo, the dog?
There's a voice.
Yeah.
Keeps on calling me.
What? They were fucking. Down the road. Well, it's old, it's 70.
You know what my mum used 70s. To make us watch all while on a Sunday?
Little House on the Prairie.
Fucking hell.
That little girl used to run down hill and fall flat on her face. Yeah.
Well,
Christmas
got,
then.
Well, I've got to thank my dad for he used to make me watch on a Sunday, but I loved it. Football Italia.
Go Lazio!
Watch that at 10 o'clock in the morning, where he's reading Gazetta, morning on about news reports, and then there'd be a match on about 1, 2 o'clock, just while you're having
your
Sunday.
And then you know what we're on after that, don't you? WWF Heat.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. 4 o'clock.
Yeah, on Channel 4.
Sky, yeah. Fucking hell.
I asked for Sky as a birthday present when I was a kid, and I got it. I was a bit spoiled.
No wrong with that.
Bonanza. And my mum used to watch Prisoner Cell Block H.
Fucking
what about Soldier Soldier? I've been listening to a bit of Robson.
Oh, I knew we were going to bring it up. I knew we were coming.
And it's just made me think of Soldier Soldier. London's Burning.
The Bill. With the that Bill. First. My dad used to watch.
What's his name? Tosh.
Tosh. I used to like Reg because it makes my nose look small. Tosh had a right fucking tash on him and all, didn't it?
My dad used to watch MASH.
MASH?
That's quality if you watch them back. I've got them on my hard drive. Off We the Same Pet.
Off We the Same Dad's Army. Porridge.
They don't make TV open all hours. But that is. I've got it. And all that. I've got it. You cannot get TV shows like that anymore.
No. Even Keeping Up Appearances. Hyacinth Bouquet. And One Foot in the Grave.
Red Dwarf.
Did you watch that film they made? What utter shit.
No.
I was praying it were going to like it used to be. Praying it were going to be. And it come on. Giant cat flap. I'm like, you fucking joking me. Because they're cat people. And it was just absolutely, I'm watching it and I'm thinking, you're just not like, what? You just ruined it. You got slated for the last series they did. For it just being ridiculous. It's not fun. It's canned laughter. Go back to how it used to be. No, they just carried on, and it's. I sat there watching it. I really anticipated it coming on. Really, finally watched it, and I thought, "You, I'm sorry." And I love cast in that lot, but Craig Charles, I'm sorry, mate, if you're listening, it was shit. I'm sorry. And I'm a big fan of Red Dwarf.
Can you remember Gimme, Gimme, Gimme?
Yeah. Gimme, 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 your man.
And then what else were you? Were it Thin Blue Line with Rowan Atkinson?
Yeah.
Thin Blue Line, fucking hell.
Yeah. I tell you what I watched the other day that were on the one at Kids Channel, I was watching with kids, Zap. Zap?
Yeah.
Them fucking hands used to me, you know, them marigolds and they do stuff. That were men. But there's another TV show I watched when I were a kid and nobody can remember it. And it was called Mike and Angelo, and one lads were an alien and used to walk and sit top roof and juggle. He used to be sat on roof with his legs crossed and he'd juggle. He'd call Mike and Angelo. And he were an alien. He would look like a human. But not many folks remember it.
That rings a bell.
Yeah, you show him and he'd just walk up wall like that. Yeah.
Was that the programme? Juggle. Was that the old programme?
Metal Mickey.
I don't know. What's that?
Anybody remember Metal Mickey?
No.
No.
Really?
No.
Fucking hell. I'm going to...
Went around when... Industrial Revolution kicked off. And
Metal Mickey theme too.
Lee's just discovering technology.
Don't play that, it might get pulled on here.
Oh, your shit. It's old. It's old.
I will fucking kill you.
Can't dodge it, Will.
We might get pulled, turn it off.
Yeah.
So, when was rights to that?
There you go. I do not own any copyrights to that piece of audio.
Funhouse prizes.
Yeah, yeah, all that. But Metal Mickey with this metal robot, and you used to feed it these sweets that come out, and you could buy them. They were like Tangerine, like sour ball-y sweets.
See, Chuck will remember he used to have one when he was a kid, and you could feed this doll three little red sweets, and it was called Baby Born.
Yeah, Baby Born, Baby Born. That was the advert.
It had a blue spoon with three red sweets.
I remember that. Did they went in the spoon, didn't they?
Yeah.
I thought that advert by now. There's something else now.
Raggy Dolls.
Because I watch kids.
Raggy Dolls, yeah.
Because I watch kids' channels with Ronnie. And there's all them toys coming. There's one called Cry Babies. You know, when he's like getting upset, I sing the theme tune to him. I go, Cry Babies. And he goes, oh, he goes mad at me.
See, Francesca hates it. When she's being miserable, I call her Sour Face Susan. And Sour Susan, and she goes wild.
He got all sort of late because it trumped, but it was a bit moody, and I called him Madam Steambox.
Well, all his skits is if I look at Ronnie, go.
Brilliant.
Sorry.
Ollie can be sat there doing something. I just look at him.
Come on, my nose.
No, Daddy, no! He just can't remember why it scares him.
It's a full blown Coke shower.
Coca Cola, Lee.
Sorry, Lee.
Sticky carpet.
When we first time, this carpet's been sticky then, will it?
Yeezy.
What? Dog gets food on it.
Get away, Dan, drink a fall.
Chuck, no, took away.
So not the Snapchat of the day. And I was thinking, fuck, I'm going to ring safeguarding.
Esther Ransom, child one.
Esther Ransom, fucking hell.
Fucking hell, weak teeth. Fucking no gum. Fucking hell, I'm having a drink. It's going to go everywhere.
Right, come on, let's wrap this bad boy up.
Let's not. Let's just talk about Esther Ranson's teeth for a bit.
We ain't got long enough.
That's true. Her top teeth are like fucking thingy bottom tooth, aren't they? Family Guy.
So the woman I know, can eat an apple from a tennis racket? Fucking hell. They talk about her in Bottom, don't they?
Yeah.
Where they have that cocktail and they call it the Esther Ransom. They're like, why? It's because it pulls your gums back over your teeth. Every time they have a drink, they go, fucking great, funny. That's one of my favourite TV shows ever. Bottom.
Great film as well.
Well, guest stars Paradiso.
Yeah.
Candle in the Eye.
Lee loves that.
What? That's on Netflix and all, isn't it?
What?
Guest stars Paradiso.
You want to see the live ones they did? They are hilarious.
I tell you who was very good live on stuff I've seen. Jim Davidson.
Yeah.
Especially if you were pissed.
Yeah. But again, it's just, you don't get that kind of human.
Game show. What was that called? Big Break?
Yeah. So put up a real good
snooker in you, snooker in you tonight. Yeah. Fucking snooker. I'm shit at snooker.
I'm decent. I'm alright.
I'm not bad at pool.
I'm not a queue. I've been for a
used
bit.
Used to play pool for a league, Mansfield Brewer League.
I could pop by all the time.
Used to play back in day. I used to be mint play pool.
Should go spot on and do it.
I can't play darts. Oh, I'm shit at darts.
Not good at darts. I'm thinking of putting a dartboard up.
That's fucking stupid. Why, if we have a drink? That's fucking thing. We're throwing them at each other.
Probably Chuck, put your hand on there.
Oh, baiting Chuck again, yeah. Put your hand there, Chuck. All right then, lads. Bang, straight through.
Try and go to middle at start.
Still on the continuing head.
Fuck, you imagine him temple.
Is that video in there where he does that? He's got his hand there, not one. He's just fucking...
just turns around and goes, what? They go, don't move. Why? You got a dart in your head.
Mate, you're talking of darts. What about him on that Gangs of London one? Where he's got that dart in that bar.
Yeah.
Fucking... Have you watched that yet?
What?
Gangs of London. Is it called that?
Yeah.
I think
so. Yeah. TV series, yeah.
Yeah. It just starts where he's got this bloke and he's dangling off the edge of this building with rope, isn't
it? He says, please don't do it. And he lights him on fire because I've got to.
Sets him on fire. So it's either you're going to burn alive and then eventually...
Rope burns. Snaps. Yeah. And then you just see this flaming body just go...
I got anxious watching that. I didn't know what was the fact they were going to fall or the fact they were on fire.
Drop me, smash my head and kill me. Done.
That were opening 30 seconds of show.
Interesting show, were twist and turny.
They've set up for another, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The Bodyguard, that TV show, I mean, don't know about doing a second one of them.
See, I don't need to watch that because I fucking watched it all on Gogglebox, didn't I? You know when they show you clips off Gogglebox? So every week you watch it, thought, this looks good. Forgetting about it, and then Gogglebox going, oh,
you need to watch it, it's good.
Yeah, but I know how it ended.
So, you still need to watch it.
I'll probably wait a few years and then watch it. Like, we've just started watching that Marcella at the minute, but we watched that on Gogglebox years ago.
I won't watch that 13 Reasons Why.
I watched first season, fucking and it were alright.
I watched that Ricky Gervais, no, what was it called?
Afterlife. That's Afterlife. That's an emotional roller coaster.
That didn't do nothing for me. I didn't.
Fuck off.
Swear to you. Honestly, I didn't cry, but when I watched that 13 Reasons Why, I roared my eyes out.
Did you? Yeah, I was watching that thinking, I'm glad she's dead.
No, when you get to end of season four, you're raw, mate.
Well, is it four seasons now?
It's four seasons.
Oh, this girl kills herself and leaves a videotape, like, notes to people and records. Yeah,
I'm alright. Don't need to watch.
Hannah Baker. So is season two, three and four still about Hannah Baker fucking killing herself? No. The others?
I can't really tell you what the third and the fourth are about, but the second one... What second one?
Because one of the lads tries to kill his son, don't he?
Well, what happened in the first one that you can remember?
Yeah, I can remember.
What can you remember?
Well, I don't want to ruin it for people and lads.
I ain't going to watch it.
Well, in the first one, it comes out that Bryce raped two girls.
Yeah.
One of them killed herself, and then the other one found out through the tape that he raped her because obviously she were...
Sure,
fucking hell, what are you talking about?
And the season two is about a trial. Oh. She's actually pressing charges and it's going through court.
But since he raped the black last, didn't it?
Yeah, Jess.
Yeah, and she's
the one that goes through the trial. Yeah, she wore bladder.
Yeah. But since her dad, was dad in RAF or Navy?
Yeah, his dad RAF pilot.
Yeah. But then one at lads, I think his dad's a cop. Didn't he try and kill himself?
Yeah, he tried to kill himself and he missed. Right, so for
any of our listeners that's thinking of watching, don't bother now.
No, because we've only...
That's on you, what about them?
No, fuck them. Follow me on Facebook for more spoilers.
Right.
How many stuff have I spoiled for you, Lee?
Fucking fucktons. You are known as a spoiler.
I've not done it for years now.
Do you know what Tyson Fury though?
Did.
Oh God, it didn't. Stay the whole watch fucking fight. World news. No,
you know, if I spoil a film or a TV show, yeah, that's me being a wanker. But if I spoil UFC or boxing or wrestling results, that's no people don't follow, should stay up and watch it.
Did you ruin Endgame?
No, I didn't. I wanted to, I'll be honest. Because we went, didn't we? And I wanted to. And after I'd stopped crying at the end of it, I was like, I can't ruin that for anyone. It were amazing. Why are you laughing? Everybody here cried at Endgame.
I didn't.
Fuck off.
I didn't.
You went home and had a cry wank then.
Nah, mate. I brought up watching Watership Down. You know, you don't cry at shit like that anymore.
Oh, I grew up watching Animals of Farthing Wood. That's worse.
What?
Did you never watch Animals of Farthing Wood?
Mate, grim.
Fucking hell. Bastards killing animals left, right and centre. Horrible. Foxes getting killed, rabbits, everything. Animals are far, they're emotional. Excuse me. Do you never watch it? It was like Watership Down, basically. But yeah, animals are far in the wood, were a bit brutal. I don't know.
Right, let's wrap this up now for a second time.
And at least we're trying someone's to wrap it up.
So yeah, someone's got to work it.
Lee's been trying to wrap it up since 9.
Oh,
right.
It's only 11:30.
What time is it? It's not 11:30, is it? Fuck
yeah, you have to look at your phone though, didn't you?
Like,
fuck what? Shitty pants Lee then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking jaw dropped.
Right.
What time are you up in the morning, Lee?
5.
Oh, it bleeds for you.
What time do you get up when you go to
5. I don't know, if I start at 6, I have to go up at 5.
Off tomorrow.
Off 5, off now we get to
work. I'm off tomorrow. I'm glad we're
collecting money back
from
Alvis. If it comes this time, they said it was going to come last week.
Did you get the service?
Yeah. Sorted it all out.
Lee's doing that, whatever that means. I think we've been watching Harry Potter or something. We got him, Leviosa.
That's the prearranged signal that he didn't fucking prearrange with us.
That's film lingo for wrap it up.
Is it?
Yeah.
From what movie said? Have you been on to learn that?
No, I watched film. That's to draw it out.
I thought you were doing.
You got a film at TV.
I thought you were pretending to spin a basketball.
I thought that's what Robin Williams did on Flubber. The film went.
Yeah.
Have a remake on Flubber and all.
Oh my god.
Have a remake and all though, weren't it?
Were it?
Yeah. Yeah, the original were like 60s, I'm sure. 50s,
you lot know too much of that film. I'm just like, well, I'm just in a world of my own. It must be all fucking.
Porn.
Yeah.
Confuse reality with porn, you watch it that
just,
much.
Yeah, just in my own little fucking world. I never knew that were a remake.
Right then, guys, let's wrap it up. We'll do another pod in...
But another few months.
No, we're going to make it more often now. We can see each other again.
So it's been so long, guys, but yeah, you know why. Hope you enjoy this pod. Let us know on all those media formats that we've got.
Apparently. That's if us... That's if it don't be pulled because we spoke about certain stuff.
And we all die. Hell.
Yeah. Well, me and Tyler and Chuck are all going to die in car crash, aren't we? And Willie's going to suicide this little door, aren't we?
Yeah, just so it's public knowledge, I am not feeling suicidal. I've got no wish to die at all. I'm happy.
Fuck the Illuminati, NWO. We know what's happening. We're awoke.
For the record, Flubber is a remake of The Absent-Minded Professor from 1961.
So it weren't called Flubber?
No, it was.
Not a remake.
Not a remake.
It never happened.
See you later, guys.
See you, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Bye.